This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is the third largest international comedy festival in the world, and this week it's begun. You might be thinking, so what? Why is this something we're talking about here on The Informer? Well, with Transgender Day of Visibility coming up on Saturday, we decided to speak to Anna Piper Scott, a transgender woman who's also a comedian from Perth and is performing as part of the comedy festival this year. After 10 years performing on stage, Anna stepped out of the spotlight to transition, and 3 months later, stepped back in as a woman. And now speaks to me to talk about what it's like to continue keeping the laughs going when you've transitioned in such a public way.
It's an old, easy thing that people say is that, you know, stand-up comedy is a bit of a boys' club, and kind of when you're experiencing that world through kind of a male perception, like, oh, it's not that bad, but then you transition, you're like, oh, it really is. Like, I never, like, completely disbelieved it or anything like that, but it was just kind of one of those things of, like, oh, it's a boys' club, but it's not that bad. But then you kind of come and you're like, oh, it really is that bad. Like, if you walk into that room and you're the only one like you in the room, people don't talk to you. Even people who've known you for years and years and, you know, you've done shows with them, people who, you know, I emceed their first gig, I introduced them for the first time they ever been on stage, like, you know, long kind of friendships and relationships, and they're just kind of, you know, I mean, part of it, I think, is that maybe they don't know what to say to you, so they just ignore you or try and avoid you. They're kind of like, oh, I'm going to say the wrong pronouns, I'm going to say the wrong words, so I'm going to avoid the nightmare altogether. But the only people who were really inclusive were other women and any comedians there who weren't white, basically. Kind of just, you know, where there was a Muslim comedian called Umar, and he was very kind of welcoming and stuff like that. And it seemed to be just kind of people who realized what it's like to be the only one in the room. It's a little bit heartbreaking, but at the same time, the kind of like love and support I've gotten from comedians, especially female comedians, has been amazing and unparalleled.
Anna Piper Scott is one of Perth's finest comedians. She's performed all over the state, hosted comedy shows, burlesque shows, cabaret shows, and performed at Fringe World 4 years in a row. Oh yeah, also, Anna is trans. After performing comedy and stand-up for almost a decade, Anna came to the realisation that she was a woman and took a three-month break from stand-up to focus on who she was last year before stepping back into the comedy spotlight and performing in this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival with the show Almost Lesbians.
It was a weird thing because I was performing pretty relentlessly and then, you know, seeing a psychologist, realising that this was something I needed to address about myself and, you know, it wasn't something I could keep hiding away. So I kind of ended up going on stand-up hiatus. So the kind of show has been kind of like my return to comedy, as it were. I did a solo show in Perth called Water Off a Cuck's Back, which was about politics. And this show with Sophie called Almost Lesbians. And it was, yeah, it was me kind of like coming back as myself rather than this disguise I'd been wearing for a few decades. Creatively, it's been very invigorating because, you know, I've finally got something to say. Because it's been 8 years of, you know, all these topics that I've wanted to talk about. I didn't feel like I could talk about them without giving myself away. You know, I think there's that kind of, you know, when you're in any kind of closet, you're like, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to mention this because everyone will know. Part of it's, yeah, that the ability to just kind of be like, oh, I can talk about this now. I don't need to worry about giving myself away because I've given myself away. That's the whole point of this whole process. I'm out and so I can talk about this and talk about that. You know, I can talk about my feelings wearing makeup or how I feel about how a lot of straight men act or any of these different things without being like, oh, what have I done? Oh, I've let the cat out of the bag.
Well, the cat's well and truly out of the bag now. And as one of Australia's three trans women comedians, Anna is keeping the laughs coming while proudly showing everyone the person she's kept hiding for so many years. But what was it like presenting yourself as a woman and stepping back into stand-up.
When you talk about coming out, you kind of like think of it as like, oh, it's just you pull the pin, it's a grenade, you've come out all at once. But you kind of come out one by one. You're like, I'm going to tell this person, then I tell my family, then I tell all my friends. And considering I'd been on stage so often, the audience as a whole almost felt like a friend that I knew. So I felt like, oh, I've got to kind of come out on stage and hope this friend who I've known for a decade is still okay with me, whilst also kind of having that fear of trying comedy for the first time effectively and trying new material for the first time. And both of those are stressful things, and they all kind of multiplied across each other. Because, I mean, you never have that fear when you're coming out, like, oh, I'm going to come out with my family and I've got to make them laugh as well, you know. But when you pull it off, you feel like you've, you know, jumped for a hoop of fire and landed on the other side, and you feel like a fin rock star. I mean, there was that kind of temptation to just kind of like, oh, this is going to be really scary and stressful. Let's just not do it, you know. I mean, there's other ways that I could be creative, you know. Maybe I could write fiction or something like that, become a novelist and be very pretentious. But it just, I feel like part of the reason it was difficult for me to come out is I don't really see many people like me doing this. You know, I'm like, what can I do being a trans woman in comedy when I don't know what it's like to be a trans woman in comedy? And kind of like, well, if I quit, if I don't keep doing this, then no one sees someone like me and then they don't do it. It's definitely exciting. It's definitely great to just kind of be out there and just be completely yourself in a spotlight. And it kind of gives you like almost a bit of a reckless renegade energy. Before, when you're like hiding and you're trying to please everyone, you're like, oh, I hope these people like me. I really want the audience to like me. And then now it's like, I don't care if you like me. Like, I've already lost friends doing this. I don't care if I lose a couple of audience members, you know? You feel like you're kind of going guns blazing. Shoot first, ask a question later. Just, I think it makes you much more exciting as a comedian.
International Day of Trans Visibility is this Saturday, the 31st of March. And while it's a day dedicated to celebrating transgender people and raising awareness of discrimination faced by transgender people worldwide, within our spaces which exist, it's important to use the day to also raise awareness of trans issues and let trans people know that they are welcome. They're valid, they're seen, and they're heard. Unlike your sexuality, which people can hide, you can't do that with who you truly are. And it isn't easy to deal with just being you when people are trying to figure out what or who you are and won't approach you.
I do feel like it's a bit like the elephant in the room when I kind of come out there. So I kind of feel like I need to mention it straight away. Like, you know, I feel like they're looking at me going like, is this a cross-dresser? Is this a drag queen? Is this some like footy show sketch of some kind? And then kind of be like, don't worry, I'm trans, it's fine. And I feel like I'm kind of like on stage, especially in Perth, I'm the first trans woman they've met and heard talk live. So I kind of need to like ease them into it. But so that can take up time, which is frustrating when you've only got 5 minutes on stage sometimes. But I'm not going to get offended by anyone unless they're trying to be rude. And if you're coming at me with good faith, I'm happy to correct you. And I'd rather we were talking about it and getting it wrong and correcting it than not talking about it at all.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.